But the 12 stood behind the door and listened for what he was going to say. When the king put the question, "Where have my 12 daughters danced their shoes to pieces into the night?" Welcome to The Others, Grimm. My name is Greg, and this is a comedy podcast in which we read myths, fables, folklore, laundry lists. You name it, we will read it, and the point is that we constantly interrupt while we read it.
And we'll start with my laundry list. Shirts, pants, socks.
Underpants.
Onesies.
Underpants again.
More onesies.
Lacy onesies.
Doing the underpants all over a second time because they were so dirty the first time. My name is Holly.
And I am Rob.
And I'm Greg. Y'all interested in what today's story is? I'm going to tell you
really.
It.
Not really. No, I mean,
well, yes. I'm going to keep going anyway because this is my show.
I kind of want to keep talking about laundry lists.
Rob's got a lot of laundry.
Today's show is The Shoes That Were Danced to Pieces.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. There was once upon a time a king who had 12 daughters, each one more beautiful than the other. That's pretty beautiful.
Also that poor wife. Oh my god, that poor queen.
I mean, also the poor first daughter, who was apparently beautiful, but like 11 times less beautiful than...
Yeah. Well... Hopefully she was married off very quickly.
Oh, for sure. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, surely someone showed up in an outhouse where the king was, and then was quickly married off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, bought off. They all slept together in one chamber, in which their beds stood side by side, and every night when they were in them, the king locked the door and bolted it. He bolted it.
That's a fire hazard.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot bolt it from the outside.
This isn't a princess's bedchamber. This is a princess's gulag.
Prison.
Yeah. It's clearly like a very long room, like a bowling alley. It's just like bed, all the way to the back.
I initially thought of the way that like the seven dwarves set up the bed for Snow White. Like all of them shoved together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But in the morning, when he unlocked the door, he saw that their shoes were worn out with dancing. And no one could find out how that had come to pass. Maybe they danced? I don't know.
How did they know they were worn out with dancing? They could have been sneaking out the window with all of their 12 bed sheets and then, like, running around the forest. Probably hanging out with boys.
The prince camp across the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
They canoed together.
Then the king caused it to be proclaimed that whosoever could discover where they danced at night should choose one of them for his wife and be king after his death, but that whosoever came forward and had not discovered it within 3 days and nights should have forfeited his life.
Don't come forward.
Wow, yeah.
Just don't, if you don't have an answer,
classic
just
Grimm.
Go away.
Classic Grimm. It's always like, if you win, you get the world. If you lose, you die.
Yeah. Well, if you win, you get the world and also are married.
Well, yeah. I mean, the world is just women.
Just to be married.
Yeah. That's it. You just, like, got to that mile marker, and then you just stared at your wife for the rest of your life until you died.
Well, until she produced children. The next mile marker. Yeah.
Yep. And then the cycle continued.
Ugh.
The king here is also so obsessed with finding out where his daughters are dancing that he is willing to give his kingship to anyone who finds it out.
Also, I mean, in all likelihood, the one who knows where they're dancing is one of the boys who's out dancing with her. And therefore, then now the king is just rewarding this boy who's hanging around with his daughters illicitly. Makes no sense.
I mean, maybe it'll be like a twist in the story, and one of the daughters will come forward and be like, I can tell you where we dance at night, and then she becomes queen, or king.
Oh, yes. Brave style from Disney. She becomes her own warrior.
It was not long before a king's son presented himself and offered,
they keep saying king's
there's
son.
Never
just
been the
say
word
prince.
There's never been the word
it's
prince
less
in here.
Words.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Say prince.
It's amazing.
The king's son presented himself and offered to undertake the enterprise. I will undertake the enterprise, He was well received and in the evening was led into a room adjoining the princess's sleeping chamber. His bed was placed there and he was to observe where they went and danced, and in order that they might do nothing secretly or go away to some other place, the door of their room was left open.
Oh.
So they just let this prince be a peeping Tom into princess's room.
Yeah, gross. Yeah.
Just no wonder he was like, yeah, no, I'll volunteer. Yeah.
Just a fox in the hen house.
Oh, yeah. He's just peeping at them like while they're asleep. Touching their faces. Gross.
Gross
stuff. What do you think they're dancing? I'm thinking like
the Macarena.
Foxtrot.
I said they're dancing.
No, they're
too.
Doing the Macarena.
The Macarena.
Hey, Macarena. Have you watched that music video recently?
No.
It's just two weird older dudes that are just like standing. They're all very surprised at the women that are dancing around them. It's really ridiculous. It's just women doing the Macarena.
That's exciting.
It's fun. Yeah. But the eyelids of the prince grew heavy as lead, and he fell asleep. And when he awoke in the morning, all 12 had been to the dance, for their shoes were standing there with holes in the soles.
This is some dancing. I've never danced in one night through my shoes.
No?
Eventually, I've worked through my shoes.
I think you're doing it wrong.
I dance hard. Oh. I like to dance.
Okay. Well, these were old-time shoes.
So just like piece of vellum.
Yeah, exactly. On the second and third night, it fell out just the same. And then his head was struck.
Oh, no. He's dead.
And then his head was struck off without mercy. He just murdered.
Wow.
Sorry, dude. You fell asleep.
Well, he did fall asleep three nights in a row while trying to solve the mystery.
Yeah. So. He clearly didn't understand the fine print of the contract. He's I'll figure it out eventually.
There's literally so much at stake.
Yeah.
And he was just like, but I'm tired.
Yeah. No urgency. Many others came after this and undertook the enterprise, but all forfeited their lives. Now it came to pass that a poor soldier who had a wound and could serve no longer, found himself on the road to the town where the king lived. There he met an old woman who asked him where he was going. I hardly know myself, answered he, and added in jest, I had half a mind to discover where the princesses danced their shoes into holes and thus become king. This is not so difficult, said the old woman. You must not drink the wine which will be brought to you at night and must pretend to be sound asleep.
So this is just a trick the king has set up to slate his bloodthirst.
I guess.
It sounds like the wine is just drugged.
Yeah, maybe the 12 princesses drug the wine.
Oh, that could be, I suppose.
They love that dancing.
They really do.
Yep.
Hey, Macarena.
With that, she gave him a little cloak and said, if you put on that, you will be invisible. And then you can steal after the 12. It's just Harry Potter's cloak.
Oh, yeah, the invisibility cloak.
Yep. When the soldier had received this good advice, he went into the thing in earnest, took heart, went to the king, and announced himself as a suitor. He was as well received as the others, and it's clearly just a bloodlust. The king was like, come on in, please, try your luck.
The king's got a death house going on here.
Yeah, the king is Dexter. He's just found a way to get it out.
And the royal garments were put upon him. He was conducted that evening at bedtime into the antechamber, and as he was about to go to bed, the eldest came and brought him a cup of wine. But he had tied a sponge under his chin.
Completely invisibly.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to see
notice you've got a sponge tied to your chin.
He's also painted it to match his beard hair too, but it's still obviously a sponge.
And let the wine run down into it without drinking a drop. Clever. Then he lay down, and when he had lain a while, he began to snore as if in the deepest sleep. The 12 princesses heard that and laughed, and the eldest said, he too might as well have saved his life. With that, they got up, opened wardrobes, presses, cupboards, and brought out pretty dresses.
Getting ready, we're going out tonight. I'm coming out. They're going to the Echo.
They got no conscience whatsoever that all these dudes are just dying.
They don't care. They're going up into club.
Also, where can they go that it remains a secret?
Yeah, where is there a club? Where is the, I get, they're probably just like dancing in the woods or something.
Yeah.
I predict perhaps the devil is involved.
Ooh, maybe.
That's a good point.
The devil is making a sweet club situation. Mm-hmm. He's spinning ones and twos out in a forest glen.
It's ladies' night every night.
It's ladies' night, night. It's king's daughter's night.
Yep.
Night.
I don't know. I just want to dance. I just want to dance, Jessica 12.
look, Jessica 11. There's no boys tonight. We're not going out to meet boys.
Mm-mm, no boys.
No boys. We're just going out to like dance and like really like just be ourselves.
Also, Jessica 3, if you could not cause drama, that would be great.
I did not cause drama. What are you talking about?
She's already crying with like raccoon, like layers of mascara running down her face.
Brought out them pretty dresses, dressed themselves before the mirrors, sprang about, and rejoiced at the prospect of the dance. Only the youngest said, "I know not how it is. You are very happy, but I feel very strange. Some misfortune is certainly about to befall us." She's like got precognitive abilities. She's like, "My spidey sense is tingling. We're going to die."
So what occurs to me just now is that we've already named Jessica 12, who would be the youngest.
Yeah.
So the youngest that we've just spoken about is like Jessica 7. Yeah, so exactly. They named them.
Yeah, out of order. Yeah.
The king was not a very original man.
No. He's like, "Well, I'll probably have some more. I'm going to name you one. I'm going to name the third one Jessica 12 because then I have to have more."
You know that like the king is rating how hot they are as they're born.
He's no!
It's not by age. Okay, yeah. Which is also, hold on.
He's rating babies at that point too. He's like, that's a hot baby.
Wow.
That baby's, I know the scale only goes to 10, but that baby's a 12.
That baby's a 12, yeah.
It's not just a hot baby. It's a hot his baby. I gotta go. This is across the line.
Rob's too far.
Oh yeah. Bye, Rob. See you later.
See ya.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. Let me know when the story's done.
We're definitely not.
Anyways, how hot are babies, right, Greg?
Oh, how hot are these babies?
So hot.
Wow, Jessica 3.
Mm. Well, she's a 3, clearly.
Yeah.
"Thou art a goose who art always frightened," said the eldest. Jessica probably 1.
Sure.
Yeah, she popped out. The king was like, 1. Jessica 1.
The eldest is 1. The youngest is 7. That's all.
"Hast thou forgotten how many king's sons have already come in here in vain?"
King's sons.
"I had hardly any need to give the soldier a sleeping draft. In any case, the clown would not have awakened." The clown?
They're just calling him a clown. That fucking clown.
This fucking clown.
Jessica 8, why are you a fucking goose, all right?
They're so the opposite of like what usually happens, you know, the normal story of what happens to a bunch of girls when they go out to and they get drugged.
Yeah.
They're flipping the script.
They're flipping the script, yeah. This is pretty good. "When they were all ready, they looked carefully at the soldier. He had closed his eyes and did not move or stir, so they felt themselves quite secure."
Yeah, he's been roofied. It's good. Let's go.
We got him.
"Can you put my phone in your purse? Can you put my pigeon in your purse?"
I'm not bringing the purse. You said you were going to bring the purse tonight.
No, I wasn't going to. It doesn't go with my outfit.
Jessica A, come on.
Jessica A.
"The eldest then went to her bed and tapped it. It immediately sank into the earth, and one after the other, they descended through the opening."
Oh, shit. They got like a secret door.
They're going to hell. Mm-hmm. They're going to a hell party, an underground hell party.
Or they're just going to the coolest fucking club ever.
Yes.
"Through the opening, the eldest going first."
Wait, I gotta say, when I was in Germany in college, there was an awesome club, and it was this like underground bunker that was like used for people to go and hide in during bombings.
Sure.
And there were like just a bunch of rubble around. But that was one of the sickest clubs I've ever been to. It was like a cave, and it was just you had to know somebody to get in there. And I'm like, but not in the same way of like in LA where there's like a speakeasy.
Sure.
Where it's like you could probably figure it out on your own. It's like literally there was like a weird door to a defunct building. Best club I've ever been to. Sounds like that's what they're going to.
That's where they're going.
The disco.
"The soldier who had watched everything tarried no longer, put on his little cloak, and went down last with the youngest." just like, hey, girl, what's up? My head down with you.
My name's Jessica Seven.
He's like, you're a 12 in my book, honey. Halfway down the steps, he just trod a little on her dress. She was terrified of that and cried out, what is that? Who's putting at my dress? Don't be so silly, said the eldest. You have caught it on a nail.
We told you not to wear your cloak, okay? It doesn't work.
She has
it doesn't
one of
work
those,
with the outfit.
She's got one of those crazy, like, Met Gallery dresses that are, like, 12 feet long.
She's
just...
She's in, like, the Princess Diana, like, yeah. Train.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Then they went all the way down, and when they were at the bottom, they were standing in a wonderfully pretty avenue of trees, all the leaves of which were of silver, and shone and glistened. The soldier thought...
Disco ball trees.
Absolutely, yeah. The soldier thought, I must carry a token away with me, and broke off a twig from one of them.
This will be the proof I need.
Perfect.
A stick.
I've been there. Here is a stick. On which the tree cracked with a loud report. The youngest cried out again. Something's wrong. Did you hear that crack? But the eldest said, it is a gun fired for joy, because we have got rid of our prince so quickly.
What?
Yeah. They're deep underground.
Boy, there's a lot in that sentence.
Yep. People just shoot guns all the time. They're like, someone's happy.
It's fine, Jessica Seven. Your Molly's just kicking in, okay? Like, just calm down. Hold my hand. Touch my velvet.
After that, they came into an avenue where all the leaves were of gold, and lastly into a third where they were of bright diamonds. I guess that's how it goes. It goes silver, gold, diamonds.
Well, assume that our guy, who is he, a soldier, poor soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, he's filled his pockets full of silver leaves, and then he gets to the gold leaves, right. Like, oh, empty all my pockets.
He
gets to the diamonds, like, oh, empty all my pockets. Should have seen this coming. Everything comes in threes. It always gets better.
He broke off a twig from each, which made such a crack each time that the youngest started back in terror.
Are you sure that's people just shooting guns? It's just people shooting guns.
But
it's
like
fine.
Right behind us.
It's the club. It's okay. That's what happens.
But the eldest still maintained that they were salutes. They went on and came to a great lake whereon stood 12 little boats, and in every boat sat a handsome prince. There's the word prince.
Again, what? Boat?
You know it exists.
This is Prince Camp.
It
it's
works.
Prince Camp.
Whoa, they did
they
go
went
to Prince
canoes
Camp.
To the boy camp. Oh my God. It's amazing how many times we can call this.
I know. It's so predictable. All of whom were waiting for the 12, and each took one of them with him. They were just like fighting over. They're like, I want Jessica 12 tonight. No, bro, you got to ask Jessica 12 last night.
No, don't you remember the numbers don't actually like write man up? It's like one of them in the middle is the hottest one, remember?
But the soldier seated himself by the youngest. Then her prince said, I can tell why the boat is so much heavier today.
Because there's another goddamn person in it.
She's like, leave me alone. I ate bread today.
I shall have to row with all my strength if I am to get across. What should cause that? Said the youngest. But the warm weather. I feel very warm, too. Yeah, it's definitely the warm weather making the boat heavier. She doesn't understand anything.
They didn't understand anything.
No.
I don't think we need to lay this all on the princess. They're all idiots.
Oh, yeah, they're all idiots. On the opposite side of the lake stood a splendid, brightly lit castle from whence resounded the joyous music of trumpets and kettle drums.
Boy camp!
Boy camp! They rode over there, entered, and each prince danced with the girl he loved.
Move with me, chant with me.
But the soldier danced with them unseen.
And if you could, I'd take you home with me.
And when one of them had a cup of wine in her hand, he drank it up, so that the cup was empty when she carried it to her mouth. Why?
Just to fuck with
he's
them.
He's having a good time now.
Also,
yeah.
It said that they all dance and... The
he's
soldier was also dancing
with
them.
What's like, the dancing with myself song?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What
dancing
is that?
With myself. What?
How's it go?
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Wait, no, that's.
I'm dancing with myself.
Dancing with myself.
The youngest was alarmed at this, but the eldest always made her be silent. The eldest just like gaslights all of them. Just like, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up.
She keeps him in line.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. She keeps them, other women keep the patriarchy going by policing
other
women.
It's true. It's all about surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
They danced there till 3 o'clock in the morning when all the shoes were danced into holes and they were forced to leave off. The princes rowed them back again over the lake, and this time the soldier seated himself by the eldest. On the shore, they took leave of their princes and promised to return the following night. When they reached the stairs, the soldier ran on in front and laid down in his bed, and when the 12 had come up slowly and warily, he was already snoring so loudly that they could all hear him, and they said, "So far as he is concerned, we are safe."
Which is like, yeah, I'm picturing exactly. Like a real exaggeration. Yeah.
They took off their beautiful dresses, laid them away, put the worn-out shoes under the bed, and lay down. Next morning, the soldier was resolved not to speak, but to watch the wonderful goings-on, and again went with them. So he had a good time.
He had a great time.
Yep, he's just peeping the whole time. Yep.
He stole some wine.
Yep.
He probably sat a little bit too close to sisters.
I'm sure he
to Jessica 7 and Jessica 1 on the boats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then everything was done just as it had been the first time, and each time they danced until their shoes were worn to pieces, but the third time he took a cup away with him as a token. When the hour had arrived for him to give his answer, he took the 3 twigs and the cup and went to the king. But the 12 stood behind the door and listened for what he was going to say. When the king put the question, "Where have my 12 daughters danced their shoes to pieces into the night?" He answered.
That's fine. If your two voices are Fozzie Bear and Dracula for the end of time, 100% on board.
Yeah, it's really on brand for me.
Love it.
In an underground...
Two pieces into the night!
What? In an underground castle with 12 princes... is what he said, and related how it had come to pass and brought out the tokens.
And the king said, "I do not understand this word princes, I do understand, are they king's sons?"
The king then summoned his daughters and asked them if the soldier had told the truth, and when they saw that they were betrayed and the falsehood would be of no avail, they were obliged to confess all. Thereupon the king asked which of them he would have to wife.
Oh, which Jessica is it gonna be?
Oh, you get to. Oh, shit.
He gets to pick one.
He gets to pick Annie Jessica?
Yeah. He gets to Annie wife Jessica. Them. It's a verb again. Wife is a verb.
He gets to wife them.
He gets to wife them. Which will you have to wife?
He was only in the boat with the youngest Jessica 7 and the eldest Jessica 1.
Right, but he was dancing amongst them invisibly.
It's true.
Oh, whose glass of wine did he steal? I don't remember.
The youngest
Jessica 7. Mm hmm. Oh, and then what was his boat ride like in the when he rode back
also
with the
with
eldest?
The youngest, right?
No, I think he went to the eldest.
On the way back?
And then what did he learn when he was riding back with the eldest?
Nothing.
What did he learn any of this time?
Yeah, what did he learn?
Nothing. Well, he learned where they were going. He
to a secret underground castle.
To boys camp.
To boys
a secret
camp.
Underground party camp boys castle.
He's probably going to make some other stipulation of like the princesses have to like do something, and that's how he decides out of the 12 of them. That's what I'm gonna say. Do you have any thoughts?
I don't know, but I see there's like 2 sentences
left.
So let's
hear it.
He answered, "I am no longer young, so give me the eldest." Jessica 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica 1. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the wedding was celebrated on the self same day, and the kingdom was promised him after the king's death. But the princes were bewitched for as many days.
The princes or the princesses?
The princes.
Oh.
But the princes were bewitched for as many days as they had danced nights with the 12.
That's it.
Huh? The end?
The boys camp got their comeuppance.
They were bewitched?
Yeah.
Where are the girls, brah? There's not an even number for us. We should fight to the death so that there's an even number.
They're just waiting on the shore where the boats come usually the first night, and they're like, "No, man, it's just another bunch of dudes." And they're all like homophobic.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Gross."
Gross. They all have roses.
Yeah, but they have to like dance the night. So it's like a punishment for both them being homophobic and also I don't know that they initially needed to be punished at all.
No.
They're just boys
princes.
Will be boys.
You know what? Boys will be boys.
But also, girls will be girls. Kids will be kids.
Jessicas will be Jessicas.
Jessicas will always be Jessicas.
What do you think the prince's names were?
Chet.
Chet. Probably Chet.
Chet's 1 through 12.
Chet's 1 through 12. They're and just... then also, well, Chet's 1 through 12 with one number missing and then also a Chet A.
Yeah.
Sorry for any Chets and Jessicas listening out there. If you've
Hey, I've known a lot of Jessicas. Through, they're great.
I have known a lot of Jessicas as well.
I've known only shitty Jessicas. Really? No, one good Jessica, but all they're shitty Jessicas.
No, I've known a lot of Jessicas, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even known a Chet, though.
I've never
officially known a Chet.
If it wasn't for 80s movies, I don't think the name Chet would even exist in my mind.
Yeah, never known a Chip either. Same name.
I knew a Chip.
Did you? Mm-hmm. And?
He was fine.
Yeah.
Pretty regular. Well.
Okay, takeaway. Takeaway. Morals. What's the moral of the story?
Definitely talk to old women in the street. That is the moral. They'll give you the deets. They'll give you magic cloaks. Why did this old lady give away an invisibility cloak? She could have done so much with an invisibility cloak.
Maybe it was like Harry Potter and she was actually his parent. That's how Harry got his.
Oh.
It was passed down. I'm throwing spaghetti at the wall.
I mean, have you ever just randomly talked to an old person? They're just happy to chat with you.
It's true. They do love it.
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
Well, hold on. What would y'all do with the invisibility cloak?
This is the, do you go peep in at girls or girls or boys or whomever in their changing rooms? I would sneak into like government meetings where they talk about, I would try to sneak into like, try to find the meetings. I would follow the president around and wait for the meeting where they finally are like, especially right at the beginning, where they're like, okay, you're the president now. Debriefed. You can know these things. You're debriefed. Aliens exist.
Yeah, you want time that travel one. Exists. Yeah, Bigfoot's actually part of the CIA.
I want to follow the. I want to follow like presidents around for the first like 6 months and like mm-hmm. sneak into mm-hmm. all those meetings mm-hmm. and learn those things.
Oh, me? Personally, Robert. Sadly would just wear it regularly so that I wouldn't be bothered by people.
Got it.
It's not, I wouldn't wear it for nefarious reasons. I just don't want to have to make small talk with people or interact with people. It just would be better.
Just every day to the grocery store.
Standardly be invisible.
Go to the liquor store all the time.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I would do with an invisibility cloak. I'm really not all that interested. Sorry.
You wouldn't even follow, I think, because I'm very interested to know what presidents know that we don't know, because I think that information is my knowledge. I don't feel bad about following around a president, because that should be open knowledge.
Sure, but you want to follow around Joe Biden?
Yeah, it would be boring, but for the times that it's worth it, it's going to be really worth it.
I guess I would follow around Tom Cruise. I just want to know what his life's actually like.
Well, you get some like real good Scientology like backstage information there.
I love Scientology. I don't know why it is, but I just like, I've read Dianetics. Like, Scientology is cool. I know it's fake.
I don't know.
And it's a scam.
Cool is the right word.
And I know that they exploit people and that they make people disappear and that they're awful. But just the promise of Scientology is pretty cool.
Also, Scientology, anyone listening out there, we don't actually believe what Greg believes. Please don't take us away to your bunker.
Oh, yes. but anyway, I said it was cool, so we're good.
He said it's positive. Positive review of Scientology.
Yeah. We're all about Scientology.
We love Scientology.
I want to be audited. That sounds fun.
I was audited once.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds great.
It was interesting. They actually told me, it was very surprising. They told me, not to toot my own horn, but basically she was like, you don't need any of our classes. And I was like, really? I'm like, this is the exact opposite of what I assumed what was going to happen when I walked in here. I assumed you were going to try to sell me your classes and books.
It's because of the test you took. And you didn't seem manipulative. You weren't manipulatable enough.
She probably checked her credit score and was like, you're good. Yeah. We're good here. We don't know.
They want people that they can,
that
are malleable.
Yeah. And she's like, no, you're too strong-willed. You're never going to, we can't work with you.
No.
Yeah. Back to the story. So our takeaway is our poor soldier Poor soldier.
Poor soldier. Our poor soldier.
Oh, shut up. Our poor soldier.
He won. Yeah.
But also through actions of his own.
I guess.
But also maybe just...
I guess winter, which intervention happened.
Just let kids be kids, you know?
Yeah, let your daughters have fun.
Princess Camp and Prince Camp wants to hang out and have dance parties.
Yeah, they weren't fucking.
No. The princes were bringing them back home every night.
Like, sure, it was past curfew.
Right, but sure. They weren't like trying to take advantage of them. No. They were just a bunch of kids having fun.
And if anyone, the creep was our po' boy.
Yeah. That's true. You know he copped a feel, for
and,
sure.
And that, with an invisibility cloak? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, he did. Oh my God, who's touching my butt? It was the fucking soldier.
It was the fucking soldier.
Although at that point in history, you didn't need an invisibility cloak to just grope women in the street.
You barely need one now.
You were legally
allowed. You don't need one now.
No. If you've ever been on like public transit in a major city, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Nothing is going to happen.
No, because it's like I've had my ass groped in the grocery store and it's like...
No one's going to help
you. I'm going to scream at that guy for a second, and other people will scream at him. Sure. But like if they notice, but most of the time not.
Nothing
and then,
happens.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to like call the cops because it's like, I don't have time for that. I'm just going to scream at you for a second and get my rage out.
Yeah, I'm up in here just trying to buy some tater tots.
Come on.
And you're grabbing on my tater tots.
And you're grabbing on my tots.
Yep.
Yeah, so definitely not back then.
Yeah, this world is a scam.
If anything, back then, if a woman screamed like, he grabbed my tots.
They would just kill that guy.
They'd be like, well, no, they might even be like, yeah, you got her. You know, like it'd be almost like encouraging.
Unless she was someone's property. Then they would just fucking kill you
right
away.
Then you would be murdered.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You fuck with my property, bruh?
Bruh.
You fucking with my property, bruh?
I wiped her. I wiped her good.
She's been wifed, all right?
All right. Read the plaque that she's wearing around her neck. Wifed.
I really hope at some point we get to a story where someone is in the stockade.
Oh, we haven't seen
like
that yet.
Stocks, you know?
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
They don't do that. They go straight to death.
Like, it's true, but where did that come from? They clearly had public humiliation.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Because you know terrible things were happening to those people.
Just
awful,
the worst.
Unspeakable things.
Let's not speak of them because whatever the worst thing you're imagining of like a poor person in the stockades in the public square and the other peasants doing to you.
Yes.
Anything we would say is like revealing the monster, a bad monster in a horror movie where it's like, no, what we were thinking was worse. Okay, takeaways?
Talk to old ladies. That's what I got from it.
He also married the eldest, too, which was, unexpected.
But he said, I'm old. Give me the oldest.
So he's like, well, 50. He's like, give me that 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Which means the youngest daughter was like 3. He was going to dance. Oh, no.
Well, hope you learned your lesson.
The disco.